Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. If you ever took a music appreciation class in college, you were no doubt subjected to the customary listening exam. The professor plays a recorded example, and the student must identify the selection's historical period, perhaps its national style, name a probable composer and its form or compositional genre. Let's try it now. Historical period. Baroque. Check. National style. French. Check. Possible composer. Couperin. Rameau. Check. Musical form. Chaconne. Perhaps from a keyboard suite. Check. You could be forgiven for failing the listening exam. The composer of this French Baroque chaconne, Federico Maria Sardelli, was born in Italy in 1963. The chaconne is one track from a 2017 recording of Sardelli's newly composed works for harpsichord in the French Baroque style. Here's a movement from Sardelli's first suite composed in 1990, his Prélude le Misanthrope, a veritable 17th century unmeasured prelude. Sardelli's harpsichord colleague and fellow composer Simone Stella performs. Two other keyboard suites, one from 2006 and the other completed in 2016, make up the rest of the recording. Like the others on the disc, the suites synthesize the style of the French harpsichord school in such a way that they could reasonably pass for the likes of Couperin or Rameau. Originality is prized in the creative arts, and music is no exception. So when a modern composer writes antique music, it has the potential to come across as mere imitation rather than inspired innovation. Old music, on the other hand, if forgotten long enough, can be revived as something new. Sardelli's vintage new music somehow taps into all of these aspects. Perhaps Goethe said it best, "Everything has been thought of before, but the problem is to think of it again." Here's a movement from Sardelli's third suite that in the French Baroque keyboard suite tradition bears the descriptive title Le Papillon, or the butterfly. Thank you. Sardelli is a person of many talents. Adding to his activities as a composer, Sardelli is also a conductor and musicologist, as well as an illustrator and cartoonist, and a satirist with the online magazine Il Vernacoliere. In 2015, Sardelli published his first bit of historical fiction with his novel, La Fare Vivaldi. In 2007, Sardelli took over the curation of the Royaum Versectionis, a catalog that assigns standard RV numbers to all of Vivaldi's works. A two-time Grammy nominee, much of Sardelli's work centers on Vivaldi, editing, performing, and recording his compositions, often in their first modern performances. Sardelli is also a noted performer of historical flutes and founded the early music ensemble Modo Antiquo in the 1980s. Let's return to the listening exam from the start of this podcast. Sardelli originally composed his Chaconne in 2009 as part of an orchestral suite dedicated to the memory of Jean-Baptiste Lully. For this recording, Sardelli arranged it for harpsichord, using as his model that long-standing 18th century tradition of historical transcriptions, such as Dagobert's ornamented keyboard arrangements of Lully's Phaeton and Armide. This recorded set of Sardelli's Baroque keyboard suites is the third such project in this vein for this composer. His recordings of neo-Baroque cantatas and another of neo-Baroque concertos are also available from Brilliant Classics. If this podcast has piqued your interest in the music of Federico Maria Sardelli, you can find a link to his CD on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org, and while you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.